What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Luther Burden.
He did it again.
Listen, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse here. I know he's run blocking and it's not. But you can see his guys, they saw it. You see how physical he is as a wide receiver.
When he keeps blocking people, you beat that horse then.
As a young rookie trying to earn the respect of his teammates and coaches, his two goal line reps will go further for his credibility in the locker room than any catches, any touchdown, anything he does.
No block, no rock, baby. You heard Greg Olson talk about it on the Fox broadcast last night. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We're doing an extended Bears hit with Mark Grody on Marshall and Harris because, well, is me. I'm taking the hit. So if Mitch Rosen calls
definitely
me,
definitely meant Rahimi and Harris. She said Marshall and Harris.
That was awesome.
I just want to make sure.
No, you know what?
It's the Marshall and Harris show.
You know what? It should be the Marshall and Harris show for,
it should
for
not.
One day.
But I'm glad Grody's here with the Bears.
I'm hosting a Mark and Grody show on Thursday night, 6 to 8, I think, is what I have.
Thursday night? I'll tune in.
Nobody wants the Layla and Rahimi show.
Oh, no, they do. The Layla and Rahimi show is happening
the
now.
And Layla
I have
show,
said the name
me.
Of the show where I didn't even include my name.
You did.
No. I'm saying multiple times. Like, I've called it other names of this show and, like, didn't even include. I was like, I'm sitting in this chair. It doesn't matter. What matters is I'm confessing, and if I get punished for doing this, calling this audible, then I will take the heat.
I don't think
you're going to get punished for calling any audibles.
What do you got?
But let's get into it. Let's get right
Grody,
to it.
Do I give me want more?
Yeah,
you want more from my Bears
you.
Hit?
Yeah, right. You're the thing that we've got.
Here is the thing that I would like to present to you now. It is Cole Kmet, who I think, like, I don't know how you guys reacted when he caught that ball up the seam, the 29-yard pass to Cole Kmet, but I was like, oh, nice, because it just is something that seemed foreign to me because we barely saw this man targeted last year, let alone make big plays. And he made some big plays. I think back to the Jacksonville game when things were rolling in London.
That's a long time ago.
It's been 83 years.
83.
Here's Cole Kmet on that play and maybe some of the bigger meaning that I was trying to get to with him.
Even though it's the preseason, does that feel good because it's early in the game where you guys had so much trouble, like in those first series, and there were too many games too where we were talking about how you were not getting targeted. So did it feel good to make that connection?
Well, whenever you're having positive plays, it feels good. So, I thought, from the first play, and I just had a 6-7 yard gain to Colston and then down the middle to get it going, especially we were kind of backed up there to begin with. So kind of get some breathing room and, the pass game was really great. DJ had a really good route, on the third down, and Caleb put a good ball on him. And then obviously OZ with the little option route there and scoring from 30-something yards out. So, yeah, that was good to see. It was good stuff.
Multiple tight ends targeted on the first drive. It was like, right.
The first two catches.
First two catches, right. That little, rolls to the right. Caleb Williams hits Colston Loveland, then to Cole Kmet on the 29-yarder. Later, the second and 15 conversion to Colston Loveland for 17 or 18 yards. So those were some really heartening things. It's funny, man. It's really funny talking. I mean, there's a lot more Cole Kmet as part of that interview, but Cole Kmet is so different in the locker room now than he was in his first 2 years when everything was great. Everything was, this offense is going places, and I tell you what, the offensive coordinator is great. He's so much more measured now. He's so much more, it's preseason. You know what I mean? Like, he reacted there, and he answered all of our questions the way Cole Kmet always does in terms of being pleasant. But you talk about a guy who has seen way too much now in his Bears life to be like, oh, yeah, this is it. So he didn't really want any part of the fact that it was 38-0 last night or that even that play, I had to really dig it out of him to get him to get excited about it.
Well, I think last season was such a letdown from not just the actual results and the record and the big headlines, but the way he was used and the way he was targeted. And after having such a positive year the year before, that I understand why he's hesitant. Wouldn't you be? Like, you're excited to be involved on the first drive, but then I'm also thinking, oh, that play where he's involved in drive number one, 29 yards, that was a significant percentage of his yardage last season.
Wow. That last year, I don't remember what the incident was. Maybe it was the Tyreek Stevenson thing that we were talking to Cole Kmet about last year. We said, you know, that's one of the, you know, this has been one of the craziest years, and, you know, the Bears with all the stuff going on and all the weirdness. And he's like, I've been here a long time. I don't know if that's the craziest thing that I have seen. Yeah.
Well,
and
that's
him now, man. That's a veteran now who is like, you guys can tell me how great everything was, but things have been great before the preseason.
Well, you have to kind of take a step back when you're talking to Cole Kmet and understand that not only has he seen multiple double-digit losing streaks, the man, his first year, had three catches in a playoff game. So, like,
what?
Back to what you're talking about, he probably remembers, like, and he was in a great mood because, hey, we went to the playoffs. We lost, but we went to the playoffs. And ever since then, what has it been, Mark? Layla, what has it been ever since then?
Even that darkness. Didn't feel like. I mean, that was a dark playoff year, too. I mean, that was like, what were they, 500?
Grody, the MVP was just here. I'm not going to have you selling Mitch Trubisky like that.
Aww.
He's starting to really get up there in career earnings.
I'm happy for Mitch Trubisky. Like, I heard, I was not out there for the dual practice, but Wiederer shared it with me, and it just, like, I'm happy that he's happy and that he seriously has good feelings about his time in Chicago.
Making a run at first team all board.
That was
yeah. Amen, man.
Making a run.
That was shocking.
Yes. That he had such good feelings about it.
Yes.
I agree. I thought we were going to get more of an ambiguous answer, like, you know, I wish things would have worked out, but they didn't, and there's lots of reasons for that. But no, it was like, hey, man, turn the TVs back on. I'm happy to be here.
He looks
back on his career in Chicago as fondly. At least I believed him when he said that.
Your boy Dan Wiederer also was part of an article written, and I think you know, there was a lot of really in-depth work done at the end of his last season where you realized he tried, and he tried more than we thought he did.
Yeah. By the way, do you guys know where Dan Wiederer works now? Have you guys been hearing this?
Do tell.
Dan Wiederer, my partner on the Take the North podcast, now works at The Athletic.
Oh, I thought you just took the Take the North job as a full-time job.
Oh, man. That's how that works. We've tried that, Dan and I. Can we just make this full-time? And we just bears every day.
Talk it up.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, Dan is now at The Athletic. So
I saw him
Dan.
At a Cubs game recently once.
Weedsy? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Weedsy does other sports.
He had his... Oh, he wasn't covering it, was he?
No,
he was there
with
all his bros.
There. We were all... I was there with my girlfriends, and he had a big group of bros, so we were just all broing out together.
Yo, with the bros meet the babes, man. I love it.
Yeah,
it's like a little...
We're like, hey, man, how's outside going? And we're like, it's pretty fun.
I would have gone with the bros meet the ladies, but hey, to each their own.
How dare you? You've met my friend group.
Yeah. Layla, did you have a problem with that?
I thought babes is a little antiquated. They would not.
They, knowing them, they'd like it.
Wait, women don't like to be babes?
I guess. Not all women I know, but yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's the Rahimi and Harris Show.
It is.
It's the Marshall and Harris Show.
Oh, yeah, it's the Marshall and Harris Show.
Featuring Layla Rahimi and Mark
Rohde.
Featuring Layla Rahimi and me, Mark Rohde.
I don't want to hear it from you, Robbie. I took the responsibility for changing it up this segment. I'm going to live in it.
You guys want to hear from Luther?
That's who I've been waiting to hear from.
Yes. He wore sunglasses inside last night after the game.
Yeah. Who was that? Corey Hart that did that for all of us?
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that.
When he wasn't hitting home runs against the Cubs.
Oh, okay. God, yeah, the old Brewer. Yeah. Good callback, man. Right fielder? I think he was a right fielder. Old Corey Hart with a long, stringy blonde hair. Here is Luther Burden on winning.
That's what you do it for, man. We put all the work in throughout the week. You know, we had a great week of prep, and it just shows. So,
what makes a great week of prep for you guys?
Just coming in, you know, getting the details right, just making sure, you know, everybody know their assignment. And should we go out there, play fast, play for each other.
Do you guys feel like you're peaking in that area, like starting to really stack those kinds of days together, or is that what it's always been?
Yeah, that's highly important. We're just trying to continue to stack good days of practice, and, you know, it's going to show on Sundays.
And that was a little Roma Dunze interjected. That's why he had that little giggle right there. But that's Luther Burden, like I said. Like, he's a pretty straight shooter.
He's about
his doesn't
business.
Seem to suffer fools. He is very businesslike. So we'll see how this progresses. But I just wanted to give you a little taste of Luther Burden.
I want Mark Grody to peel back the layers of Luther Burden the third over the course of his rookie season.
We'll be talking about Wendy's orders by, I'd say, like week eight or so. We'll be talking about baked potatoes
what
and Tevin Jenkins.
What would the Bears' record be in week eight?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I think, I'm going to say it. I'm 4-4. That's an easy answer.
It's going to be hard to be 4-4 in week eight when there's a bye.
4-4 sounds
there.
About right. The bye.
Well,
how dare you?
You know, as I like to say, 500 is not just a record, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So there's that part.
We don't have
it.
To worry about that lifestyle
for a while. I think it has more to do with if you're a rookie and you know what's been said about you and you're the slightest bit self-aware, which he seems to be, and he knew that he missed a lot of time. He's not taking any victory laps right now. He is telling you what he's been told to do, and I think that that is the right way to approach it.
For him specifically, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about his self-awareness. He knows exactly what it is, and he's like, okay, how do I get from point A to whatever point I want to be at? Right now, I just follow orders, show up to work, do my job, don't cause trouble. And he seems like that's been his approach. Every time I've heard him talk, there's been no pleasantries.
That's a good way to put it.
But you know what? And the best way to show that, I feel like on the field, the best way to show that you are the team player that you say you are or that you want to be is what he's doing.
Exactly.
When you're blocking like that and you're blowing people off of the line of scrimmage as a receiver.
On run plays.
When you're doing the things that you were told to do and you're sacrificing your body like that, that's the love language in football, right? So as long as I'm still seeing that, then I'm really bullish on what he can do.
And Weider and I have talked about this on Take the North too. Like, it's good to have guys in the locker room that are not necessarily saying stuff, but you know there's something in there. And it is up to us to get that out of them. We like the challenge of it. I think the way Weider puts it, you got to have some guys you have a healthy fear of when you go to talk to them because you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, there's guys like in the past that, you know, are moody dudes that are like, you know, you're always taking a chance when you go talk to those guys. I'm not saying that about Burden, but I feel like there's a lot to open up about him and his personality, and I like it.
Yeah. Let's peel back the layers of the onion of Luther Burden. But most importantly, show us what you're doing on the field. And we've got layers like that, then they deserve to be celebrated.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.